Ah bah avec des grosses blagues.
Ça me chie même test si fait. We already spoke about Sifei. Sifei says, Osse lehoile chayfes poches poches me'arda ames. So before we learned that the Mechaba Mitzadikah then holds that if you have other people, you're allowed to. But now we have the Issa. That one person is zicha osa, one person on his own is zicha osa lahoyli chayfetz poches poches me'ab amas. He's not allowed to take it, even though midiraisa every hanocha is less than ab amas is all right. Aber osa lahoyli chayfetz, if you do it again and again and again, you do a issa drabonon. But once we paskin, as over the ikishit the Rambam, as it's okay, chatchila you're allowed to take something less than ab amas. Zok the mishnubuya osa lahoyli. Why? The chayshinon shema tezayin, chayshinon shema yove lohilich alba amas bebasachas. You do less than four, you go a bit more than four, chas v'shom, it's a chiv de reise. The zimnin de lava date, v'osle isse de reise. V'yesh bomim sheitiru poches poches ma alba amas. Sometimes there were mati poches ma amas, l'moshla moitzi tefillin, or just before Shabbos. Aval pam achas poches. That's a toast. This bracket, so far, is a toast. Ein le'el b'simim reish samach vov si zayin sim shin alef sim shin ches. There's three cases in the Shulchanoruch itself where they allow you to go a few times pochus pochus and al damas with tefillin and with erev Shabbos. V'davke k'shemoylich kamer pom pochus b'am b'amas. Aber pam achas pochus b'am b'amas is mutter. It's properly mutter. Now, what does it mean pochus pochus b'am b'amas that you're not allowed to do it? Mikri Poches alidei she'omad lovish ben time. Then, if you stop lovish in time, that would be poches poches rab amas. You're carrying something from there to there. We want to know when it would be only a issa drabonon because you've stopped. That means you carried it from here to here and you stopped. How did you stop? Why did you stop? To make it that it's not called a issa deraisa. It's only on condition that when you stopped, on the lofush ben time, you stopped to have a rest for yourself. It's equivalent that you mamash put the chayfas down. If you stop toich alba amas to be masakin masoi, to make the masoi a bit more comfortable, then I'm yesh bezeh. I mean, the heter, be careful, although no one's going to do this, because it's only in a case where you're allowed to, because also loylich dal damas. You're not allowed to go pochus pochus dal damas. But in a case where you are allowed to go pochus pochus dal damas, you have to make sure you're doing it in a way that this is chas from not isa de reisa. When is that? Because you stop for rest.
How long is that? Right?
Or you stop, it's not to do with the length of time. The ikka is, chas if you stop and put it down, it's a chigit. If you stop for any other reason, is also good. If you stop to be masakir masoy, so you haven't stopped. That's not called stop. So the chiddush is that even oymed lofush, where really you're also stopping l'toivas ha-carrying, to be able to continue carrying further, afap you can, that's good. It's called stopped. So chiddush, that's a chiddush. It's really a chiddush that that's called stopped. Because really you are stopping l'toivas ha-carrying. So the teretz is, I'm not saying teretz, but the hagdora l'chayra is, if you're stopping the tovus both, then it's called you haven't stopped. What does that mean? You're stopping because it's uncomfortable for you, and it's uncomfortable. That's the easiest agdora, I think. It's uncomfortable for you, and it's uncomfortable for the chayfas. The chayfas is going to fall off. So then you're continuing. But if you're stopping just because you're tired, that's not the tovus achayfas. The chayfas wouldn't mind carrying on. So then it's called a good stop.
One second
is also good. Yeah. As long as you stop because you were tired.
Yeah.
There's a that says you have to sit down. If we kashas, it's for Allah done that you don't have to sit down. So as long as the only case where you called that you didn't stop is if you stop the toivus hachevitz and the toivus yourself. That means you're uncomfortable. The chevitz is not going to be able to be continued to be carried further. Therefore, that's called not stopping.
Because you know you're not carrying
If you're stopping, but the masi you stopped. It's good. Chayyeh, it's good. Yeah, because you're oimed. Lemasa, you're oimed.
Yeah. It's come to what I did.
Chayyeh, it's good because you're oimed. You're not stopping the tovus the going. I mean, there's somebody asked last week here. They bring it from the Bichacha that you're not allowed to go pochus pochus mid adams. Right. So you're not allowed to do it twice. You're not allowed to do it three times. But what happens if I go and I stop, and then I pick it up again and I carry on? But my machshava at the beginning was only to go lesson four. Somebody said, "Can you come back in the afternoon and move it?" Now I took it from there to there. I came an hour later. I want to take it from there to there. So state from the Bichacha, from Eish Lavur, and the Kavachayim brings it that the issa is if at the beginning, at the first time, you intended to take it further. That's if at the first time, then you can't come back later either. It doesn't mean that it's not time. The idea is not the time. The idea is the machshava. So beginning, you picked it up, but machshava to take it more than dalad. So you can't. That's pochus pochus dal damas. So that's a good gather. But if you took it at the beginning, only to put it dalad tak, no, I only need dalad. Then you came back and do more. That's all right. That's all right. I think the Sefer Shabbos cleared, if when you picked it up, you didn't intend to go further. But after you picked it up, then you intended to go further. Is that all right? Before you put it down. Yeah. Oh, but this strange claw. But if you picked it up and put it down with no intention of going further, you can come back and do another lesson, Dal Damas. I mean, you had something, you saw something in the street and you thought it was not in a good place, so you decided, I'm going to save this and I'm going to put it to the side of the street. You came back. Then, after you put it down, you said, hey, one minute, no, it's still not in a good place. So, luchoy, then you'd be allowed to pick it up and put it further. Because Chatchili, he didn't intend to do more than four. Oh, the chiyuva nami yikah, so nochmal, see if he also lochoy le chifes poches poches ma'al ve'amas. Vafile ben ha-shmoshes, vafile be-karmelis. Even ben ha-shmoshes, even be-karmelis. Here we have a big chumra, vafile ben ha-shmoshes. Because there are many isure drabonon that we make ben ha-shmoshes. This one is not good to be makel because it's so easy to go over four. It can't be makel. Is what the mishabur. Mishabur yilches. So after leim pochsma ba'ames have a sveika du rabbonon ve'kilu begoin zeh b'simon shumes because everything ben shmosh is a sofik because the times are sofik. Once the times are sofik, it's only a sedu rabbonon that you're doing, which is pochsma ba'ames. So it's a sofik du rabbonon. So do what I can do. No, this time not. Kevin du korev lover zeh dem locha de reise gozri ben tvei. You're not allowed to. Philip, you're not allowed to. So there's an interesting bi'alocha that makes a cheshbon of what's worse and what's better in Isur Drabonon. The moshel, there's a din that Eruv ben Ashmosh, Eruv has to be Roy ben Ashmoshes. It is Eruv Tchumin it's talking about. That your Eruv, if you think to be, you think that you're going to have your Kriveya, your Shvisa Smokim over here, you have to make sure that your Eruv is also over there. But once if your Eruv is over there, so it has to be within reason that you can get it from there to there. Yeah? So if it's... why this is always a kasha, you see on Shri Sturman, why couldn't he think it's over there? That's that kasha. But Lamasa, if he thought he's going to be Koine Shvisa here, to my Erev 2,000 Amos away, he's going to be Koine Shvisa here. And he puts his Erev over there. So we have to think whether it's all Ben Ashmoshes, he could have got it from there to there. So we make like Rebbe Hal, Ben Ashmoshes, the Drabon is all right. It's a Ganser Sugya. Of them state that if it's in a Kaumilis, and this is a Rishus HaYochid, it's okay. Why is it okay? Because Midrabonon, it's only Ben Ashmoshes that you have to be coined at Erev. And it's only a Drabonon. So we would have allowed you, yeah, to take it from here to here. Carrying from Rishus HaYochid to a Karmelis would be Issur Drabonon Ben Ashmoshes would allow you, so your Erev is okay. What happens if you put your Machshova to have your Kinyan Shvisa over here in a Karmelis and you put your Erev 10 Amos away? So then you'll have to do Pochus, Pochus, Pochus to get there. Oh, this is Nishka Gita Erev. So we see which is more. Yeah, we only allow your Erev good if the Issa Drabonon involved would be which is a rabbi, which is a yochid to a kalmelis. Say it's a drabonon. A ben ashmoshes kain erev is all right. It's only theoretical that you have to be able to get it. You're not going to do it. As long as the din, it's all right. Which is a the issa taken from there to there. Then oba, if the issa would be to carry, if you put it over there and you have a das over there, your kalmelis will be far away. No, just a shnish git. Why is that not good? Because you would be carrying pochus pochus dal damas. So which is more chomer? Pochus pochus dal damas. If we make a Boros Damas, the Moshul, if you find tefillin on Shabbos, when we say you're allowed to do Boros Damas, you should be saying, Avada, I can take it from, if I can take it, Boros Damas, I can take it into Ishus HaYochid. And then his initials are, you can't.
Yeah.
So legabe carrying on Shabbos, you see poches is more kuladik, and legabe benosh moshes, you see poches is more chumadik. Das fehlt mir ein Loch, aber es zorich ihr. Das war viele benosh moshes, aber le masse benosh moshes, you're not allowed to. Next line, war viele be karmelis. Till now we're talking about poches poches al damas, we're talking about Arush Yisrogabe, the mechabe. Then the mechabe says, war viele be karmelis, you're not allowed to carry poches poches al damas. So the mishabuya, hatam, dem nekel bezeh koyo vadovash yoylich ha-abamas vasachas. So we don't let you even in a karmelis, even though it's a drabonon, and another drabonon, drabonon of kain poros al-damas, drabonon of isa, whole isa karmelis drabonon, we don't allow you. Bi'a gorkos vatam, because bi'a gorkos makes it a blank isa. Kol dovash osu b'shisram b'shimshos, hu adin sh'osu b'karmelis. It's a very chomedy gezacht, and if we're going to say that karmelis is exactly like shisragabim, there's a lot of guys that's not mamish exactly, but that's what the Gaon says here. Now what happens if we have, so in on Shabbos in the Karmelis, Sister Drabunon in the Karmelis, they don't allow you Poches al Damas. Bein Hashmoshes, even if Shusar Rabim, we don't allow you. That's what we've got. Let's put together. Fila Bein Hashmoshes, Fila Bein Karmelis. It's only Bein Hashmoshes, and it's only a Karmelis. So in Mechaba, the Master State, Fin Chidor, is Mashmoshes also, because he says, Afila. But the Taz is Mekel, because you Tautzel et Tivusa. So if for some reason you have to carry something, Bein HaShemoshes, practically Bein HaShemoshes is a very difficult thing, because you don't know when is Bein HaShemoshes. But let's say Mamush, the first Bein HaShemoshes, which is straight after Shkia, which is the first Shal of Bein HaShemoshes. So then, when you get later, it might be even Nacht already, like some shit. But let's say the first Bein HaShemoshes, anyways, after Shkia, so a lot of people say it's not even Bein HaShemoshes yet. So you've got a Het and you want to carry something, yeah? So L'Choyra, you've got the Het of the Taz, as I say, Mishabura, but he only said the Tzorich Mitzvah. So he says, Ruadin. But you see, Klo, if it's Mamush Mokum Atchak, and it's Ben Hashmoshes, and you want to get something from one place to another, not from here into here, we said you're not allowed to, but just to move it in a Karmelis from place to place. If it's Gois Tzorich, then you see you got Karmelis, Ben Hashmoshes, you got the Taz, but Lechoyra is Mekel. B'Aloch also brings Lang Arichas, how far your Mekel. But at the end he says, could be after the Vatosis, Karmelis Postal Damash was Shus, Tzorich Mitzvah, you'd find a Het. Simashin and then Amoitsi, Roishe, Rebim, Shus, Lushus, Evoy, Gimel, Sifim. Sif Aleph. Oymed Odom, Rishus, Ayochid. A person is standing in Shus Ayochid, Umoitsi, Yodoy, Lushus, Rabim, Umetaltel Sham, Chafetzim, Shain, and Shrichen, Loy, Bemokim, Shu Oymed. So we have this person, for some reason, he is standing in his garden, on Mamash near the Rishus Rabim, and he's putting his hands out and he's messing there with things in Rishus Rabim, moving them from one place to another. So even though it's Havada, we just said you're allowed to do Pochus Pochus Medal Damas in Rishus Rabim, Abba, here we've got a bit of a chashash that because he himself is standing in Rishus Ayochid, by mistake he might bring it inside. Mm-hmm. So the Klal is Azoid. A thing which he doesn't need inside would allow him to do.
Right.
And the same with the other way around. If he's standing in Rishus Rabim and he's messing with things in Rishus Ayochid, which there's no Dindal Damas either, so he can take it even further. Oh, but maybe he'll take it back into Rishus Rabim. So the klal is again, if it's something he doesn't need, then it's okay. The moshel is the moshel. He's got a key. And the key is within a Rishus Ayochid. He's got a good Rishus Ayochid. Like I had 5 years before, a skufa. It's like he got 3 mechitzas, but it's very small. And he has to standing in Rishus Rabim, and he's standing in Rishus Rabim, and there's a porch in front of him, just Dalad Amos with good mechitzas. But the way to get to it is a step, and it's difficult. He has to stand in Rishus Rabim, move the key from one part of the Rishus Ayochid, and put it in the loch in the other part of Rishus Ayochid. It's difficult to do it when he's standing on exactly that skufa. He has to stand in Rishus Rabim to do it. Does he need the key in Rishus Rabim? There's no use for it. The use of the key is from Rishus Ayochid to Rishus Ayochid. So he's allowed to do it, even though he's standing in Rishus HaRabim. However, if it's something which he might need in Rishus HaRabim back, then he's not allowed to move it, even though his intention is only to move it from here to here, because maybe he'll take it back into Rishus Ayochid. That's the answer, Sif. If the chafetzim are what he does not need where he's standing, but if he's from his hands on his rabbim, he has to be careful. Little, he can do the opposite as well now. Well, this is the mushal I said. He's standing, which is a little mafteach, which is sayochid from one part of which is sayochid lifteach, shaman to open into another part. Well, let's say you're putting your hand inside, you can't get into your house, and there's a window a bit open, so you put your hand into the window to get out something, move something there, to move a key or something like that inside, which is sayochid, and you're outside. You've got no use for it outside, it's okay. You can have the other way around, where the use for it is in Rishus HaRabim. What happens if you go, you're putting your head out into the other Rishus, and you want to drink from a fountain which is in Rishus HaRabim, and you're standing in your garden, or the Faket, you're standing in Rishus HaRabim and you want to drink from a fountain which is standing in Rishus HaYochid, you're not allowed to do it. Elim Kain, second Mishnah Yipcha, Elim Kain, Yachnis Roisha Verubay, Lemokim Shishoisa. The Kimon Shitzorich Leilu Amayim, because he needs the water, Hashina Hashem Yevia Meilov. He might bring, take the cup and bring it to him, because he needs it where he is. But Karmelis, they didn't make this Issa. Now here there's a Yisod, Sainted Kasha, so the Karmelis, they didn't make this Issa. If you think a minute, what is he doing? He's going to say Yochid, he's putting, let's say this is the barrier between one Rishus and the other Rishus, so he puts his head into there, and then he drinks. Yeah? So it's alright. Why is it alright? Because he's not allowed to do it in Rishus HaRabim, because maybe by mistake he'll go like that, and he's drunk. Abba, in the Karmelis is alright. Why isn't it that when he's drinking from there to there, he's already done a Akira from Rishus HaRabim, let's say he's in his house, the fountain's in Rishus HaRabim. He's done an Akira from Rishus HaRabim, put it into his mouth, and he goes into his body, which is in Rishus HaYochid. Rav Gufay is here. Elim Kei, Rav Gufay is Mutter. But when it's not Rav Gufay, it's a Gzeira, it's only a Gzeira, because he might go back before the Gzeira. It's Issa D'Raisa. He's going over there, he's putting it into there, the water is from there till his body, which is in the other Rishus. So he's taking water from there to there. Zograshi, because when you put water in your mouth, it's noch in your mouth. And Be'emes is noch in a mokum p'tur, because your part of your body, which is in another Rishus, getting something from the other Rishus, is called getting, becomes a mokum p'tur legaba that thing. So when you're putting the water into there, you're really putting it, and it's noch in your mouth. So therefore, it's in a mokum p'tur, and then it's going down to your body. And here we allow him to do that. We allow him to do that, to put water, even though we don't allow lachlifoy, but here we allow it. The only thing is exactly that he might go backwards. Zok the mishubri.
Somebody else pulls into your mouth.
It's even better. Even yourself can pour into your mouth. So forget, because it's noch in mokum p'tur. I mean, is there a problem of you might take it out? Because that's not even a problem. Yeah, could be. That's the one that eats us with a baby for the bismillah, that you put your hand out and somebody else puts it in. Zod de mishabura shayim suicha lebe mokim afilayim kelim noim. Shalo yavirom arba amas pirish. Be careful. In the first case, where we're talking about things which you taka don't need inside, you only need them in the other issues, you're okay, but be careful. Shalo yavirom arba amas pirish. Afa bishoyim bishus hayochid. Akshab yodoy moile chefetz arba amas in the other issues. Mokshimun achat saf arba amas rabim. Vem hevecha afilim igbele mal masorikim sov. That means if you did, even though I'm standing with Shusha Yochid, if I pick something out with Shusha Rabim, and even if I pick it 10 Tochim high and then I put it down again, Yochai, had it before. Little Maftech, which is Yochid, Hansha Maftech, Munach Shamikva, you're standing in Shusha Rabim. And the key is already in somewhere safely in the Shusha Yochid, and you're going to put it in the key hole, which is also Shusha Yochid, no, the Shamsev, there, my boyfriend, Shaldin, Tis, I'm telling Kobe, Ain, Oiva, Lissa, Kugoin, Shiesh, that place is a good Shusha Yochid. By the way, it's making the Shusha Yochid. Oksha Maftech, Tokh, Shamma, Minna, Kuru, Bedeles, and I'm saying, I'm watching the Shibur, that you have to be very careful that this itself should be a good Shusha Yochid, with good Machitzas, the porch itself. In this case, she's saying, as the music gives in solo, because why should you bring the key out? You don't need the key outside. The other way around, also, if they have such a case where you only need it in Rishus, let's say you're standing in front of your inner Rishus HaYochid, and you're trying to open something in Rishus HaRabim, where because for some reason the key's in Rishus HaRabim, to move it from one Rishus to Rishus HaRabim, and you only need it there. That means to make sure that the askufa would be, what is the askufa? That's Shema and Vav, we learned it already. Other, if it's something she would sorich, doesn't matter what they're in, you're not allowed to. So you're not allowed to bring it, because with frightened you'll bring it back in, doesn't matter what kalim it's in. But Karmelist, which is Ram, you don't make Gzeira. So the Mechaber writer, because the first shitter is, and that's the Ikka shitter, that it doesn't matter what kind of kalim it is. The Ikka is that you're not allowed to put your head out because you might bring your head back, because you need it where you are. And if you're Elim Kain, Yachnis, Rosh Hashoisa, so you'll be careful because you know Yachnis, Rosh Hashoisa. But Yesh Mefalshim, that the whole Issa is only of Chafetzim Matsrichim Loi, Hainu Kalim Noim, Shitzorich Lehem. The Pshaf in the Rambam. Rav Magid in Rambam. Aval Ime Kalim She'enom Noim, if you're taking even the water in a dirty cup, Mutter Lishta is Afobishloitzi Rishu, where Shoisa Savoy Levad, Vishalta Tulim Chutz Mishtia. Anything else, I feel a kalim noim mutal etaltal, shigozu, only in this case, be kalim noim ever shoysa menshi makarman lepiv. When somebody is only, you're very frightened, only in a case where you have a nice kali and you're drinking, because then you'll keep it. Yes, Ravashim, for ikka ksori shoyna. But lamasa, and anything else, there wouldn't be a gzera. But ikka ksori shoyna, that there's always a gzera. Anything you'd want and you'd like in the other issues, there's always a gzera, elim kain, yoitzi roi shivu gubbe.